Peters and Land made back-to-back appearances at the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Conference. Next week, the federal government is expected to release new cap-and-trade rules to discourage carbon emissions. Peters, the Democrat, supports cap-and-trade. He says it will help move the country toward using alternative fuels.
If we're going to deal with climate change, which I believe we have to, let's do it in a way that really transforms economies in ways that creates hundreds, thousands of middle-class, good-paying jobs in America.
Federal policies are threatening access to secure and affordable energy.
Land, the Republican, says cap-and-trade will actually cost jobs. She says energy policy should focus more on domestic sources of oil and gas, such as building the Keystone Pipeline. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta on Mackinac Island.